You know, if you invest in stocks, there are going to be times when you're not going to be happy. There are going to be times when you're going to lose money. There are going to be bear markets. It's inevitable, folks. And so let's take a look at them. Let's face them. Looking at the document entitled History of Bear Markets, we're going back to the Great Depression, and we're using the Standard & Poor's 500. Now, what is that? It's discussed in Chapter 5. It's the list of the 500 largest companies based in the United States, compiled by a company called Standard & Poor's, which is part of McGraw-Hill, who are the same people who wrote your textbook. And we see that from September 1929 to July of 1932, the stock market, as measured by the S&P 500, lost 88%. Right. Oh, boy. And was that a hard time? 25% unemployment, banks and schools and hospitals and farms and houses all being foreclosed and shuttered. And it took 267 months, 25 years, to recover to the high of September 1929. And look at the P.E. at the high, 27. Aha. And what is P.E.? Price-to-earnings ratio. We're going to learn about that in this chapter. What is it? Well, very quickly, the higher it is, the more optimistic investors are about the future. The lower it is, the less optimistic. Does it mean they're right? Not always. In fact, times of very high PEs are times when we are hit with a bear market. But not always. And notice that the PE went down all the way to 4 in July. And that was the time to buy, right? But everybody was, no way, I'm never touching stocks again. 84% that was the 84% decline in the Standard & Poor's 500 PE, right? Not the prices. The prices declined 88%. And then the next bear market wasn't until 1957 when the market lost 20%. Well, that's it. That's the definition of a bear market. When the stock market loses, or the S&P 500 loses 20% or more. But notice that one, the PE, was only 15. And the months to recover were less than a year. And then it turns out, throughout the next several years, there was one about every 3 or 4 years or 5 years, there was a bear market. So typically it's something that happens every so often. Until you get to 1998. Right. After 1998, the stock market in the, the 1990, I'm 1982. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. 1982. The stock market hit 1982 was after the 1970s, which were a very difficult time. Look at the 73, 74, bear market was another rough one. It took 69 months to recover, right? 6-7 years to recover. But when the market started rising in 1982, it went in almost a straight line till the year 2000. Now, you're saying, well, Frank, look, there was a bear market here. 1987, right, that was the Black Monday when the market lost 23% in one day. But it quickly recovered. And then, in 1990, when the first Gulf War, the market lost 20%. And then they included the 1998 when the long-term capital management, but that wasn't that really wasn't a bear market. It was only 19% decline. Very close. It just barely touched 20%. But it recovered very quickly. So between 1982 and 2000, people just got in the in the belief that the market would never go down. You heard people say stocks will never go down, and they always come back. And sure enough, look at what happened in March of 2000. The PE was 37, more than what it was in before the Great Depression. And there were a lot of people running around saying, oh, it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. Well, it wasn't fun. 2.5 years, it went from 1,500 down to 777, which means it lost almost 50%. That was a tough time, 2000 to 2002, just water torture, you know. And then it came back, and sure enough, then we got hit by the turmoil of 2008, the Great Recession, not the Great Depression, but the Great Recession. And the folks in charge said, we're not going to let it happen again. And they did certain things, some of which were very controversial. And some people still don't believe they did a good job. But looky what happened. Here we are. We've recovered. We've come back from the Great Recession of 2008. So chances are, it sure looks that way, that over the next 20, 30 years of your investing career, you're going to suffer through bear markets. But is that bad? No, especially if you're young. If you keep putting $50, $100 a month away, you should do well. Why? Because those bear markets are phenomenal opportunities to buy stocks cheap. So you welcome those bear markets. And there's another document that I took from The Intelligent Investor and a commentary that turns the mindset on its head. We love bear... Well, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I'm not telling you I love bear markets. But I suffered through 2000 to 2002. It was August of 2002 when I was about ready to just say, this is ridiculous. But I remember, we'll talk about short interest in the later chapters. I remember reading that the short interest had the highest it's ever been, which means people are really, really pessimistic. And I remember people saying, there's no way I'll ever get invested in stocks again. I'm thinking, okay, it's probably at the end. And I stuck in. And then 2008, you didn't have time to think. You didn't have to, it was like a bolt of lightning out of the sky. And you just was, well, what are you going to do? You just ride it and see. If the world ends, it doesn't really matter where you have your money, does it? That's right. So I hope this has shown you that bear markets exist. We're going to live through them, kind of like a tornado in the Midwest and a snowstorm in the Great Northeast and an earthquake in California. They're things that you live through and thrive. All providing you hang on and are prepared. Yeah, I think so.